Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We start by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. All the bounties and ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, is, and we ask Allah to continue to shower upon this ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has always been merciful. Allah is always merciful. And we pray to Allah to put us under His mercy until the last breath. Test from Allah is not a punishment. It is test. The prophets, the loved ones were tested. So who is me and yourself? We all going to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us successful from the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide each one of us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rahmati wasi'at ghadabi. Allah says, my mercy, my rahmah is more greater than my anger. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is less ghadab and more rahmah, is more merciful upon His creations. It is up to each individual, each person, to search and to look for those mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep thanking Allah and keep asking Allah. One of the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this ummah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mentions in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan, شهر رمضان الذي, is that month فيه أنزل القرآن, in which the month the Quran was revealed. It's the month of Quran, but also I'll clarify, is not the only month to be associated with the Quran. It is mentioned in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن. It was revealed in it, but it doesn't mean that it is the only month we associated with the Quran. It is not the only month we get closer to the Quran. It is not the only month that we start reading the Quran from cover to cover, from beginning to end. It is the month of blessings, rahmah, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The biggest ni'mah in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing His mercy, how much He loves us, is capturing and removing our enemy number one, Shaitan, Iblis, from amongst us. To leave us totally free, we can concentrate on our ibadah on the blessed month of Ramadan. So it is not the only month that we start looking for that Quran. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same verse, it was revealed for what? Hudal linnas wa bayyinatin min al-furqan. It is the guidance for the ummah, for the mankind. You want to be guided? You want to be successful? You want to be on the right path? Then Quran is your answer. So if Quran is my answer for me to be in the right path, for me to be successful, then how can I just have time for the Quran only in the month of Ramadan? What happened to the other 11 months? As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, clearly warned us by saying, Al-Quran hujjatul lak aw alayk. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the same Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will come in two situations or in two conditions on the day of Qiyamah. it will be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran either will be hujjatul lak aw alayk, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us for the second one. It will come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it the power to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession of the Quran. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Quran will come on the day of Qiyamah for you or against you. Hujjatul lak aw alayk. The Quran will be brought on the day of Qiyamah to speak, to give evidence, to give witness, to give testimony. For those who love the Quran for throughout their entire life, for those who made the time for the Quran, for those who were reading the Quran daily, for those who made an extra effort to understand what Allah says in the Quran, for those who went even extra mile to bring what Allah said, what they understood from the Quran, into their practical life. Because Allah says, Quran was revealed, hudal linnas, to be guidance for the mankind. If I don't have time to read the Quran, never mind to understand the Quran, never mind to practice on the Quran, then where am I supposed to get the guidance from? The Quran will come on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will give it power to give testimony, to speak. Oh Allah, this person, alhamdulillah, was my companion in the dunya. There was no day passed except they opened me, they read me. Allah, they read you each word, each letter in the Quran, from cover to cover. And they continue that circle. They finish, they start again. They finish, they start again. Until they left the dunya. Even if it is a little. I was mentioning to one of the brothers a couple of days ago, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, one of the Maulana in South Africa. I forgot his name. He passed away a couple of years ago. For over 30 years of his life, every Ramadan, every night, he would stand from Isha till Tahajjud and finish one Quran in Salat. For over 30 years of his life. And to my surprise, when I was talking to somebody in South Africa, I thought maybe because he used to read, travel from one masjid to another masjid to another, every night he's in different masjid. And I thought probably the masjid he'll be leading, that would be, probably the attendance would be very poor. And he said the crowd that was to follow this imam, that every masjid they used to go to, the masjid would become small. There was not enough space. And not just praying 8 rakat and leave. No, they will stay with him from Alhamdulillah to start until Nas. Every night he would finish one Quran in Salat. Imagine how beautiful that moment when the Quran will come and give witness for him rather than against him on the day of Qiyamah. And it wasn't like he just reading in Ramadan and that was it. For 11 months, he wouldn't touch the Quran. No. Because it's not possible. So the month of Ramadan, it is not the only month that we get closer to the Quran. And then as soon as Ramadan finishes, we put it on the shelf and say, you know what? I'll see you next year. The Quran will come and give witness against that person on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the technology. When you ask how many of us we have downloaded, we have the Quran in our so-called smartphone, majority will say yes. But then the next question is, how many of us give it the rights of reading and reciting it every day, even though it is there in our pocket? I remember the days when we used to have the pocket-sized Quran. Now we have the digital Quran. It is all will be counted on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will say, I gave you the opportunity. How long were you spending in the social media? Today is not going to benefit you anything, except you wasted your time. And how long were you spending on those recitations, whether it's Quran, Hadith, Adhkar, in your phone? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. But my dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan, it is not the only month to be associated with the Quran, to remember the Quran, because Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? In the same Quran, Allah says, kutiba alaykumus siyam. It has been made compulsory upon you Muslims to fast the month of Ramadan. Exactly just like it was made compulsory for those before you. Just like the salat is compulsory, hajj is compulsory, zakat is compulsory, there is no excuse for not fasting in the month of Ramadan. No excuse for not fasting in the month of Ramadan. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it compulsory? In the same verse, Allah finishes by saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make us amongst those who are pious. We can have taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we leave our dunya and we say Allahu Akbar in the salat, bow in front of Allah, do sujood in front of Allah, is accepting the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Allah, you made farz upon me to pray my dhuhr salat. And that's when you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us forget even that it is time for salat? But I will never forget, somebody invite me to their dinner, or to their wedding, or to the walima. If need be, I'll even go and do some extra shopping so I can arrive there in style. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our siyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our hajj. We need Allah more than Allah need us. Shaitan will make sure he fulfill his promise he took by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that to make sure Ibn Adam, the majority of them, bigger number follow him into Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and less number go to Jannah. That's his challenge. It is up to us, up to me, how I look at it, whether I listen to the shaitan or I disagree with the shaitan and follow Allah's commands. I was listening to one of the bayan, and the Sheikh gave an example which really made me smile regarding our ibadat. It says you go to a shop and you want to buy a box of chocolate. And the person behind the counter gives you the box of chocolate, but it is bent, it is dent. The box is dent. And the question was, does the box matter or is the content inside the box which is matter? But because the box is dent, so the conversation is that either you give me a discount or give me the which one is correct, which is good box. Intact. But the chocolate is still, you know, intact. They're not damaged. Regardless. As I say, customer's always right. So if I want to get a product which I'm paying for it in a good condition, wallahi, Allah does not need our ibadat. We need Allah more than He needs us. Then why should I present my siyam, my zakat, my salat in a damaged condition? In a rejected condition. Wallahi, I've seen people, they go to ruku and they go to sajda as if they are doing some exercise in the gym. What am I doing? If I understand that, I'm standing in front of who? I'm worshipping who? I'm bowing to who? I'm doing sujood to who? The Creator. Allah who gave me the life. The Allah who I'm going to stand on the day of Qiyamah, wallahi, on one-to-one. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one will be able to move an inch right or left, back or forward, until he finishes all to answer all the questions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On a one-to-one. I am standing in front of the same Allah in ibadah. By my presentation, it doesn't matter. Allah, take your salat, your dhuhr. I've given, whether it is in the box is damaged or what, it doesn't matter. I thought about that example. So subhanAllah, look how insane we are. When it comes to me, I want it perfect. What about when I present it to Allah? So the month of Ramadan is only a few hours away. Shaitan will be locked away. There is no more option to blame him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in the Sahih Bukhari that Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am not in need of my servants sown fasting if man lam yada' qawla zoor. If my servant does not protect himself, his tongue, his ears, his eyes from bad actions, I am not in need of his fasting. Wal amalu salih. Sorry, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So one, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about language. I'm fasting. But those habits of before Ramadan, the Sha'ban, of the Hijjah, of the Al-Qadah, of previous year, I still continue with them in Ramadan. It becomes a habit. Shaitan is not there. It is me. You promise somebody, I'll give a very simple example. You promise somebody, I'll meet you at 10 o'clock. You are fasting. And the brother calls you. Brother, we had an appointment at 10 o'clock. We're supposed to be meet. Oh, yes, brother. You know what? I forgot. And you know, in your heart, you did not forget. You knew. You know exactly what the truth is. You did not forget. What have you just done? You've lied. Simple example. What have I done in the eyes of Allah? I am fasting, telling Allah I'm in ibadah. Because when you are fasting, you're in ibadah. From morning till evening. Allah, I am fasting for you. And during my fast, I'm lying. Subhanallah. And for our youngsters, there is no such a thing as I'm joking while I'm lying. You are lying whether you're joking or you're not joking. You are lying. And you're committing a sin. So the hadith says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need, he's not in need of that servant's fasting. Because the other hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that how many of people, they think they are fasting, they're accepting that in the end of the day, there's some reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when in reality, they have done nothing except staying hungry and thirst. That's all they've gained. No reward, no ajr, no thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my good deeds book. Why? Because I broke every rule of fasting while I am thinking I am fasting. I didn't want to give up my bad habits. I'm fasting. I don't want to give up my bad habits. I'm fasting, but I don't want to give up my foul language. I'm fasting, but I don't want to give up looking what is haram. I'm fasting, but I don't want to give up, you know, the iPods or earpods or AirPods, whatever you want to call them. Those timeless big ones now become invisible ones. It's only you and yourself know what you're listening to. But definitely the malaika know, and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So what's the point of lying to yourself, I am fasting? And end of the day is no reward except for staying hungry and thirst. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from those bad habits. We've got a few hours to leave them behind. And I always say, I tell myself that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan to be my best ever Ramadan so I can continue to the next one. Say Ameen, inshallah. It's a free dua. Brothers, Ramadan fasting is not a burden. It is not a punishment. It is an opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month of Quran. It is the blessed month. And for those who are here at the beginning, I will repeat again. The Ramadan, the Quran was revealed in Ramadan, but the Ramadan, it is not on the only month to read the Quran. Let's correct ourselves. Quran is to be read every single day of our life. How much time I spent on the social media, you know yourself. And how much time I spent in remembrance of Allah, whether it's reading Quran, Adhkar, whatever. You know yourself. They will be all on the mizan on the day of Qiyamah. Good deeds, bad deeds. Good deeds, bad deeds. Good action, bad action. Time spent well, time spent wasted. All will be put on the mizan, on the scale, on the day of Qiyamah. And I pray and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make my right side to be more heavier than the left hand side. Say Ameen, inshallah. So the month of Ramadan is here, brothers, and is the month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory the fasting in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of this month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to give the full respect to the month and to take the full advantage, every opportunity to earn the ajr and sawab in this month of Ramadan. The time does not allow me. I'll finish with the hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, "Man sama Ramadanan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us such a beautiful blessing by saying that whosoever will fast the month of Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, believing in the fasting, believing in that month of Ramadan fully and with a full of hope, after fulfilling all the criteria of the month of the fasting and the month of Ramadan, with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His mercy, will accept my siyam, will accept my ibadat. The Prophet said, "Ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanbi," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy will forgive all our previous sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those. The month of Ramadan is the month of to do extra. It's not the month of doing less. We've got 11 months to do less. But the month of Ramadan is the month to do extra. We should always strive more in the month of Ramadan to attain the blessing and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those brothers and sisters who are here, and for those who may be listening at home, alhamdulillah, as you are all aware, our masjid is always striving to do more for our community here and internationally for all our Muslim and brothers in need around the world, and especially what is happening in Gaza, in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all the success fi dunya wal akhirah. It is our first wajib to support them, to remember them in our dua, especially in the month of Ramadan. And one of the projects, alhamdulillah, our masjid has, these are water bottles. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, this is another trend now. It's become a fashion. Everybody has one. Whether you buy them from a shop, from £3 to £20 to £50, it is entirely up to you. This one here, alhamdulillah, our masjid is there. The bottles are there outside. They are retail at £3. Costing is £2. The £1 is for the donation for our Muslim and brothers and sisters and children in Palestine. So when I buy this for £3, I know £1 definitely, inshallah, I am supporting and helping the people in Palestine. Inshallah, the bottles are available there outside from today onwards. If you need one, or if you need 10 or 50, it's entirely up to you. You can buy them for yourself, or you can buy them and give them out as a donation to anyone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our contribution. Jazakumullah.